We're in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav, Din Sukkah Yeshana Sif Aleph. Sukkah Yeshana, Dehainu Sh'asa Kodem She'ikantzu Shodem Yom Shalifnei Achag. A Sukkah which was made before, within 30 days of Sukkahs. K'shera, it is still a Kasher Sukkah. Uvad She'charish B'davar Ata B'guf L'shem Achag. As long as within those 30 days, you now do something to make it clear that this Schach was placed for Sukkah purposes. Afilu B'tevach HaTevach Sagi Imuv Mokom Echad. Even if it's a small area of Tevach HaTevach, that is enough in order to show that it is meant for Sukkahs. V'machidish al pnei kula, sagi afilu koldu. If you do something across the entire length of the Sukkah, then you can even do one small piece across the whole length, and that works. V'masa l'shem achag, afilu m'tchidas hashanak sheh b'lo chidash. But if before those 30 days, when you made the Sukkah, you clearly made it for Sukkah purposes, then that's kasher, even if you don't do something new to show that it is l'shem Sukkah, since when you made it, you know that you made it l'shem Sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only regarding the Schach, but regarding the walls of the Sukkah, there's no concern, as the walls don't need to be made specifically for Sukkah's purposes. The reason that there's a difference between before 30 days and within 30 days, says Mishnah Berurah, is because we have a rule of the Sholim B'Hilchos Achag, Kodem Achag Shoshim Yamim, that within 30 days, the questions which are related to that Yontif come before all other questions, so therefore that shows that there is some relationship during those 30 days to the Yontif, so therefore anything which is done during those 30 days, we assume, is made for Sukkah's purposes. This din, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you need to do something new for Sukkah purposes, is only a lechatchila and a mitzvah ba'alma, so that people don't come to use something which they normally use the whole year, not for Sukkah's purposes, which would be pasul midoraisa. For sure, gambach and rakbash, which we discussed, is a mitzvah lechadesh something, but not a leikuva. So since this is only lechatchila, if you didn't do it, it would really be okay. The Mishnah Berurah does quote the Magen Avraham, who says that if a Sukkah is up, always, it always remains up, so then once Sukkah ends, the Asiyah is ruined now. And even though it's Kshera, since it was made L'Shem Tzil, the Asiyah L'Shem Chag is no longer there, and therefore you need to be Mechadish something. But it appears that, according to most poskim, this is only L'Chatchila, and therefore you really don't need to do anything new if you have a Sukkah that was built before those 30 days. Siv Beis. Yotzer klicheres sheyesho shtei sukkah zol lefnei mizov, osak deyroso bepnimis umochon bechitzona, hapnimis inu yotzei ba yudei sukkah, kevin shi deyroso kol hashana, inu nikash darba l'shem mitzvah, vechitzona yotzei ba asher inu darba kol hashana. So if you have someone who has two sukkahs, one inside the other, and he uses the inner one to make things, and he sells them in the outer one, so the inner one you can't use for sukkahs, because that's where he lives the entire year, so it's not clear that it is made l'shem mitzvah, but the outer one, which he doesn't live in, he could use l'shem mitzvah. And even doing something anew, says the Mishnah Berurah, like we saw in Sif Aleph, to pick up some of the schach or something like that, would not work, since this is actually where he lived, and he ate and drank there, etc. It would not work. However, Chazanish says that you can just remove some of the schach and put it back, and that's what the Emek Bracha says as well. So this comes up by some people have a sukkah where they place the they have the schach up the entire year, and they just place boards over the schach, and they use that room during the year. So, according to many poskim, all you would need to do is remove those boards from on top, and that would be good enough, as that is now nicker that it is l'shem schach, because you're not using the room as you normally do. And that's what most poskim say. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach actually had his sukkah this way, but he was makbid to pick up all the schach and place it back down so that it is clear that it was being made l'shem sukkah. So even though he himself wasn't sure whether this halacha was required, and if you didn't, according to Halicho Shlomo, it's brought down that he wasn't sure. And therefore, if you didn't do it, you'd really be allowed to sit in that sukkah. Still, he was machmir himself to pick up the schach and place it back down if it was up the entire year with the boards over. And that's what Moshe Feinstein says as well, that you should really pick up the schach and put it back down. There are some who say that even picking up the schach and putting it back down doesn't help, and there's really nothing you can do if you have your schach up the entire year, and this is a din li'ikuva. But most poskim say that in this situation, you either have to do nothing at all or pick the schach up and place it back down. If you have a room with boards over it, and no schach there, and then you just remove the boards and place the schach on top during sukkah, so for sure that's going to be okay. Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin Din Sukkah Sheula Ogzula Sif Aleph Mishlo Asa Sukkah Bei Meshogim Bei Memezid Osa Sukkah B'Chol Shel Moed Afilu B'Sof Yom Shvi'i. If somebody didn't have a sukkah for whatever reason, they're allowed to make a sukkah even on Chol Moed. And they can leave one sukkah and go into another one, meaning there is no din that you have to sit in the same sukkah for the entirety of sukkahs. On Yom Tov, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, you're not allowed to build a sukkah. And even if the sukkah was blown down, or even if some of the schach was blown off, you're not allowed to put it back up. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew to put the schach up in order to be allowed to use that sukkah. The Beir Yitzchak explains that the reason that it's okay is, according to Tosos, building on Yom Tov is not Min HaTorah, rather it's only Midrabanan, and Amir L'Nachri is only Midrabanan, so then it's a Shvus to Shvus, a B'makom Mitzvah. And even according to the Rambam, who disagrees and says building on Yom Tov is Asur Midoraisa, still we could rely on the Bala Iter, who says that B'makom Mitzvah, Amir L'Nachri is Mutter, even on Iniser Doraisa. What about the fact that building a sukkah would seem to be a Maisa Uman, and a Chol HaMoed are not allowed to do a Maisa Uman? So the Kav HaChaim writes that you're allowed to do it, because the Beir Halacha proves from Tefillin and mezuzahs, which is mutar b'malachas uman, and it must be because l'tzorach mitzvah, tzorach hamoed, you're allowed even a ma'isa uman. Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes that stam b'niyah sukkah is a ma'isa hedyot, and therefore you're not allowed to do it a ma'isa uman. And so Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees and says you shouldn't do it with a ma'isa uman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's better not to do the building of the sukkah as a ma'isa uman, rather better to do it as a ma'isa hedyot. You're allowed to use a borrowed sukkah, and you're also allowed to use a sukkah which belongs to more than one person. Sif Gimel, sukkah gzula kshera, a stolen sukkah is kasher. Kate, so what does it mean, a stolen sukkah? Im takav al-chaver ha-tziyum yisukasu gzala v'yashaba yatsa shein karkel gzal. So if you take someone out of their sukkah and you use their sukkah, so then you're yotze, because you can't steal land, and anything which is attached to land is like land. So it's just like a borrowed sukkah, in which we said is mutter. You shouldn't use someone's sukkah without their knowledge. For sure, if you're going to steal it. You shouldn't make a sukkah on someone else's land without their knowledge. And you shouldn't make a sukkah on public land. And Mishnah explains that the reason you shouldn't use the sukkah without permission is because maybe the person is makben on it because he doesn't want his friends to see what he's doing in there. If he doesn't know that you're coming in to his sukkah and he's going to be in there doing something, so then that's why you shouldn't use it. But if you know that your friend's not there, so for sure you'd be allowed to use it, because a person's not going to be makbid on you not to use their stuff, because we have a rule that a person likes someone to use their stuff to be yotzei mitzvah. However, if it's possible that the guy will come home, so then you shouldn't use the sukkah, unless you know for sure that he's not coming at that time. Same thing with the public area. That if they give you permission to use it, if the town gives you permission to build a sukkah, so then you'd be allowed to. You shouldn't cut your own trees down because maybe they're stealing. Rather, you should have a non-Jew do it, that he cuts down his own stuff and gives it to you. Because you're not allowed to make a sukkah out of stolen stuff. If you stole wood and made sukkah out of that, b'di'evad, you are yotze, because we know there's a rule that when it comes to stealing a piece and then building something with it, you don't have to give back the actual piece, because we're afraid if you have to give it back, then you won't end up giving it back at all, because you don't want to destroy the thing that you built. Rather, you just have to give the money that the piece is worth. If you steal a sukkah that's on a boat or a tree or something like that, so then you're not yotze, because that doesn't have the rule of karka, ain't an exelis. If you just steal someone's things but you don't actually build it, so then that takana that we mentioned doesn't apply, and therefore you would not be yotze in such a